Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Shane is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Hour number one, Steve Angle is going to be with us from Hayes, Kansas. And we're going to talk about, he's the guy that says, we're all the Christians. And my understanding of what he means by that is we're all the good people. Where'd they go? So when you look across the street and there's someone being harassed or the cops are picking on somebody, why does everybody stay across the street? Why don't you go see what's going on? Why don't you go help the person who's being beaten up and accosted by the cops? Maybe he's your neighbor. He might even be one of your family members. Why don't you go find out what's going on and make sure that you protect we the villagers. That's hour number one. Hour number two, Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman's going to join us. And he's a USA Prepares instructor, and he had an interesting situation. He's going to tell a story about how he got thrown out of the mayor's office. Yeah, that's hour number two. Steve Angle's with us. Steve Angle, you were beaten up in your own home by the Hayes City, Kansas cops. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Steve. Hey, Steve, you know, you've been to the farm. We've traveled together. We've gone to events together, and it's great to have you on the broadcast. You know, it's kind of it's a really sad commentary that you answered your doorbell and the cops were there, and they put a gun in your face, and they told you to drop your gun, and you had it held by the muzzle with your left hand. The cops put the gun in your face and told you to drop your gun. You stood there, and they beat you up, and you spent next 3 days in jail, and you ended up in the hospital, and they really did a lot of damage, didn't they?
In fact, they did, and more damage than I realized, because I ended up spending Christmas in the hospital due to a heart fibrillation that I didn't have before, but I developed evidently by being thrown out on my concrete porch, and then the thrust was so much. You can imagine someone pulling you forward and with such force that you hit the concrete and then bounce onto the sidewalk, which one officer stated, he ended up on the sidewalk, and I don't really know how he ended up there. Well, I think he was about as surprised what this other officer did as anyone, but he's going along with the story so far.
Well, you know, Steve, there's a story. Let's see. There was a man who had a license plate missing, I believe, on the front of his vehicle.
Yes.
And there was a cop who pulled him over and shot him in the head, just executed him. And there are two other cops there witnessing this. And they said, well, you know, he's in fear of his life, and this guy dragged the cop, and they all saw the same thing, except the body camera didn't see any of that. What I'm saying is these guys are lying. These cops lie with impunity. And if they get away with this, with these lies, they're probably going to, well, they may, they some of them may get away with murder.
Well, they have, you can bet, considering the incidents. I mean, we just had this Sandra Bland incident on the 17th. I've got articles in front of me. This started with a turn signal. With a turn signal. Regardless of what people want to imagine or whatever, we do know this started with a stop over a turn signal, and she ends up dead in a jail cell. Regardless, you know, she's dead. This started with a turn signal. This situation you're talking about, the University of Cincinnati, Ohio, this officer stopped this guy for no front plate. What I find very interesting is the Hamilton County prosecutor, Joe Dieters, in a press conference reviewing this. He played the body camera footage, and he said, I've been doing this for over 30 years. This is the most asinine act I've ever seen a police officer make. Totally unwarranted. It's an absolute tragedy in the year of 2015 that anyone would behave in this manner. It was senseless. Prosecutor said he was shocked when he first saw the video and was adamant DuBose did not act aggressive towards the officer. People want to believe that Mr. DuBose had done something violent towards the officer. He did not. He did not at all. I feel so sorry for the family and what they lost. I feel sorry for the community, too. The reporter asked Dieters whether he thought Tenzin tried to mislead investigators, meaning Tenzin, the officer Tenzin, to mislead investigators looking into the incident. He said, yes, I think he was making an excuse for the purpose of killing of DuBose. I saw him last night, again, the update on this on one of the ABC or CBS News, where the officer was put on $1 million bond, which he immediately, evidently, bonded out. You know, I had a lot of problems coming up with a $20,000 bond on my deal. I was in 3 days trying to do it. And evidently, they didn't want him in jail with the other bad people. But like you're talking about, and the other two officers, with his camera, he said, well, he says, I thought he was going to run over me. He was looking at his pants, how his pants were kind of scuffed up, and the other officers started chiming, yeah, I saw it. Well, it's one thing to lie. It's another thing, I think it may be even worse than that, Vincent, that these people kind of imagine what they want to, and what they imagine they think is real. And so that's what they say, that this all these people thought this was okay to do this. And, of course, people think, well, I'll give you an example. You want to talk about society? Back on this incident in South Carolina, the police officer that shot the fella running 5 times in the back, and he's got a guy is filming him, and the officer starts telling the dispatcher, well, I was gonna say he took my taser, so I was in fear of my life. Well, the video doesn't show that he took his taser. In fact, the officer went back, picked up the taser, walked over to the body and dropped it. And this kind of premeditation, and this officer looked right at the guy that's filming the thing, and it didn't even bother him. I think this has all gotten so bad that, and they're somehow trained to think, don't worry about it. You just say, and here's the magic word that's going on. And there's magic words that come about at different times, and the magic word of this is, I was in fear of my life. I was in fear of bodily harm. Whether it's a dog, a person, a 12-year-old child, whatever else, all they got to do is say that, and oh yeah, okay, you're good to go. Of course, police officers don't lie. We know that. Remember Mark Furman, O.J. Simpson?
Sure.
Have you ever used the N-word, just in case people need reminding? Have you ever in your life used the N-word? Did you ever call anyone a N? Yeah. So, folks, I think with this incident now in Cincinnati especially, what encourages me is this prosecutor that is so outraged with this, as they arraigned him and set his bond, asked this prosecutor on this Cincinnati, Ohio University shooting what the prosecutor thought about it. And he said, and I mean, he was just cold staring into the camera and said, he's a murderer. Now, that's what I'd rather see as for protecting the citizen, and that's what the prosecutors are supposed to do, is evaluate a situation for the citizens and say, what went on here? Does this need to be prosecuted? Or who needs to be prosecuted? And this is the first time I've seen any of these incidences done where someone says this is ridiculous. And as I've talked before, 35 or 40 years ago, and this caught me by surprise, 35 or 40 years ago, what I thought about is we had real men doing these jobs 35 or 40 years ago. You didn't just draw your gun and shoot at people. There was a shooting down in Wichita where a guy, officer, shot at a vehicle. You don't know who else is in there. That was what was said years ago. You don't know if their wife's in there, some hostage, some child. You don't know. Why shoot at the vehicle indiscriminately? But that's
Steve,
what they're doing now.
You're absolutely right. And Dr. Howard Shane and I and our wives, we were in two separate vehicles, and there was a car crash right next to us. And a man ran into a concrete piling in the middle of the road where a light pole was set. And it was dark, and it just gotten dark, and this man didn't see it, and he was unconscious. His car was on fire. And Howard Chain and I were, you know, the first on the scene. We were right there at the stoplight when this guy crashed right next to us. And so we ran out to see if we could be of assistance. And what happened was his airbag deployed, his dashboard was on fire, and the car was full of smoke. And I took the jack out of my old Mercedes that I was driving in 1983. And this wasn't all that. This was just a couple of years ago. So I was driving this antique car, and I got the jack out, and I was trying to bash the window, and I couldn't break any of the windows. Well, I had the opportunity. I had my .45 on my side, and I could have just shot out one of the windows, but I didn't. I didn't because I couldn't see in the car. I didn't know what I would be hitting, so I did not do that. So what you're saying is absolutely right. These guys are reckless. There's the story of the cops standing on the hood, shooting in and executing two people in the front seat multiple times. Bam, 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 bam. Right? This is what's going on.
Oh, but Vincent, he was in fear of his life after the car was shot 130.
Hold that thought. Raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Steve Angle's with us. And we're talking about the cops. Cops are out of control, in my opinion. And, you know, Steve, I have heard some of our friends, some of yours and some of mine have said things to us, and we've talked about this off the air. Hey, 95% of the cops are good. My response is, can you show me one? How do you react to that?
Well, like I said, usually I was caught off guard with this because I just, you know, was thinking 35 or 40 years ago, unfortunately, and as this different thing, well, not my incident, but other incidents, and then my incident happened, other people's incidents, and I said, you know, this requires a little investigation, and with the internet, it's pretty easy. If anyone is interested, they can sure find it. And without, you know, I'm not going to make some kind of accusation or a decision without having a certain, you know, having enough knowledge to say, yeah, this is what I believe is going on and something needs to be done about it. And people want to complain about the mainstream media or whatever like this, yet they still watch it. And they still see things on it, and they still take in things on it. And yes, there's a lot of propaganda involved. When you ask me, you know, gee, Steve, I'd like to have you come on and say, just kind of give your views on society. And, you know, I kind of gulped and said, well, how long's the show? And you said, well, you know, an hour, but less with commercials. So, okay. I'll just kind of, but think about some stories and my personal experiences and years of studying history and economics and having done so many things like you, Vince, and every once in a while a new story comes out of an experience you've had. And a lot of people, they don't have stories. They don't have these experiences. They haven't participated. I grew up during a time, you did too, you know, where you participated in things and to do things, and now participation is getting on Facebook and saying, hey, look what I did. Well, you know, that's not what I call participation. And yet the society is forcing a lot of people into participation, like getting arrested and getting shot. And this is pretty serious. Just like an example, I'll just give you an example of this South Carolina shooting, which was bad. I mean, they charged this policeman with shooting this guy five times in the back and murdering him, and that trial's still to come. But I just happened to be invited by some friends to go to a gun and military show when I was down in Wichita visiting my mother, and I wouldn't have gone except for these guys were there, and they're from out of town, and they travel around to these shows, and I said, well, we'd like to see you. Why don't you come by? And I said, okay. So I figured it'd give me another opportunity to just kind of do a unscientific kind of poll as I talked to these vendors. And the first guy I talked to, he was selling holsters or something, and I said, start talking about the police, kind of got him into that. And I said, well, what about this police officer charged with murder in the South Carolina shooting? And he says, his response was, I don't believe it happened. And I knew we were in trouble, Vincent. I didn't know we were in this much trouble. I mean,
he didn't believe that the shooting happened?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, Steve, just because someone goes to a gun show as an exhibitor doesn't mean that their head's screwed on right. I can tell you that one of the very, very few people as an exhibitor I threw out of our expo, the Get Prepared Expo, was a guy selling guns. Literally. I threw him out. I threw him out right during the expo. Right? He refused to put zip ties on the actions of some rifles. And yeah, I went up to him and I said, hey, just want to let you know I saved your butt. The cops were here. And you're out of here. We told you three times to zip tie these guns. You haven't done it yet. Get out. And so not everybody that goes to a gun show is, you know, the caliber of that we'd like. They're just not. They're not.
Well, but
they're not paying attention, and they watch mainstream media. Some of them watch mainstream media. Not everybody listens to alternative media. Steve Engel and I will be right back.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Wow. There's a... there's a huge headline on the Drudge Report. Shock. Cell phones can cause cancer. So, there it is. We've been saying it, well, since the 1990s, that electromagnetic radiation can cause cancer. We were concerned about it. We didn't want to get involved with it in terms of it deploying wireless technology in the school systems. I wouldn't do it as a consultant. Front page, big article, headlines, cell phones can cause cancer. Here it is. So class, and in the article, there's a picture of an iPhone. Well, you know what I did with my iPhone. I dumped it. And I suggest that you do it too. They're tracking you. They're watching your every move. And you know, you can. You literally can go from point A to point B without a cell phone. Yes, you can. I've done it. I've proven it. I've driven all the way a couple miles to the cooperative, the farmers cooperative, all the way a couple miles from the farm to the farmers cooperative and back. And I made it. And you can drive even farther than that. You might even be able to go to the store without your cell phone. Imagine how nice it will be going to the supermarket and not being run over by some jerk who's got his phone in his ear and he's not paying attention to what he's doing and runs you over with his cart. Steve Engel's with us, and we're talking about how society is falling down. Falling down. We're not paying attention. We're not nice to each other. And Steve, I've got a comment. I was singled out. There were three cars coming down a hill. I was going up a hill. It was dark. It was drizzly. It was foggy. And I got a ticket for excessive speeding going up this hill in really bad visibility conditions. It wasn't me. It was one of these guys coming down the hill, and there was a cop parked on private property sniping. And he decided, well, I had out-of-state tags because I was driving a car that our daughter had returned to us after years of being in Virginia. So he picks me out, gives me a ticket, and I said, hey, no problem. I'll see you in court. You got the wrong guy, and I'm going to be talking about you from now until the disposition of the ticket locally on a big radio station in Springfield, Missouri. You know, my ticket has not appeared. What I'm saying is these guys just push and push and push until they can't get away with it, and they back off. They back off when they don't think they can get away with it. So they're going to go find some easier target. I believe that's the case. Steve, what do you think?
Well, in fact, when you asked me to, you know, give kind of my some of my thinking on society, I jotted down bullies and cowards. Have you ever
that's
been
the word
bullied?
I wrote. I've got it right here, bullies, yeah.
You ever been bullied, Vincent?
We all have. We all have. And it's this big kid in elementary school who pushed everybody around. And those are the guys who I believe have become cops today, except they're not just on the playground anymore. They've got guns and tasers and body armor and handcuffs. Well, a couple sets of handcuffs and tie wraps in case they don't have enough handcuffs. And they've got pepper spray and mace.
Right. Well,
extra taser cartridges.
I of course. I mean, I've been bullied when I think back. You know, I might have been in second grade or fifth grade or high school or
yeah.
or whatever. But I'll just tell you a quick story, which I had forgotten this until Lars Larson on his show reminded me. There was a gal on talking about bullies and bullying, which is kind of in the, you know, it's been in the news the last few years and stuff like this. And I happened to be standing in a medical office. I'd taken my mom to get some medical checkup here about 3 or 4 years ago, and here I am in a room full of maybe 20 people waiting. And I got my little styrofoam cup of coffee, and I just happened to be standing there, and I overheard a young man, probably in his 30s, just kind of, he was talking loud enough. I heard him say, well, I guess I'll have to go to the school and talk to them about it. Well, that kind of perked my interest. And I'm an old guy. I'm 60. Well, I've been 60-some years old, and I'm 64 now. So I'm just kind of, you know, the old guy. And he stopped. He was talking to a couple of women there. One of them might have been his wife. I don't know. But I just spoke up and said, what's going on? And he looked at me because, you know, a lot of people, you know, most people, don't spend enough time, I think, talking to other people about things. And I said, what's going on? And he said, well, I've got a 12-year-old son, and we got a, you know, he's being bullied or whatever. And he said, I guess I got to go to the school and, you know, try to get something done about this. And I looked at him, and I said, right in his eyes, and I said, let me tell you something. You better teach him to take care of this, because there's always going to be a bully. And I was in a sense kind of shocked. I'd said this to a stranger or whatever, but I meant it. And the thing that got me was his physical change. He almost put on a smile. He sat up straight because he heard, maybe from the first time, from another man, what he knew he needed to do. Not run to the school or whatever. He needed to teach his son how to do this because, Vincent, whether you're 12 years old, and at the moment I said this, what flashed through my mind was a good friend of mine who was 73 years old, and he was being bullied by a state oil office over his license, his oil operator's license. They took $250. They didn't give him the license. They kept his $250, didn't give him the license, and he still hadn't got his $250. So my point was, and your point was, and you're talking about today, you're a little bit younger than I am, not much, but there's always going to be a bully, isn't there? And people are not learning how to take care of this. They're farming this out to somebody else. I'll give it to the school. What does the school do? They call the cops. They put your child in handcuffs. They call a psychiatrist and say, what's going on at home? This, that, whatever else. Again, any interaction with those people is trouble and problems and most likely will ruin your life.
Steve, you met a couple of our boys. And, when they were younger, we realized that there were going to be bullies just like when I was in school. And so all of our children spent time learning Okinawan Sho and Ryu, and they competed in fighting on fight night once a week at the dojo, and they competed in the state championship, the regional championship, and also the national championships. All of our children did. And one of our children took third place in fighting at the Disney Wide World of Sports National Championship. And because he worked at it, he wanted to go to high school. And so for the first time in his life, he had been to, a school. He started out as a freshman, and he was picked on. We moved to Missouri from Virginia, and he was picked on mercilessly. I mean, the farm boys just picked on him and picked on him and picked on him. And he'd come home from school, and I'd say, hey, how'd it go? He put his head down, and he didn't want to say that he's being picked on. So finally he told me that, these farm boys were just shoving him around, and they had him in the bathroom, and he said, it's okay. It's all right, as long as it's, just like four of you. It's okay. And he thought he was kidding. And so I did what all parents consider doing. I called for a meeting with the principal and the superintendent. I went to school with Mrs. Finelli, and I met with the principal and the superintendent, separately, same time, same day. And I said, I just want you to let you know, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining that our son's being picked on. And I'm not saying that you should do anything about it. I'm just telling you that pretty soon he's going to lose his temper because it's been going on for 3 months. And one of your other students is going to get hurt. I just want to let you know it's coming. That's all. And if you throw him out of school, that's okay. That's okay. He's been homeschooled before. It's not a big deal. And they asked me about grades. How do you feel about grades? I said, I don't care about grades. But I'll tell you what, if he doesn't learn anything, I care about that. But I don't care about grades. They've never met anyone who said that to them. Well, a few weeks later, our son got in school suspension because the biggest kid in the school picked on him, sucker punched him. And our son took him out with one punch. One punch, boom, it was over. And now everybody's like shocked because this kid that would be pushed around and pushed around and pushed around finally lost his temper and struck back. And it was over. And then I said to our son, we got to get you out of there. You're getting dumber by the minute. I'm not, by the second. We got to get you out of there. So we got him out of that school. And then all these guys that were pushing him around for months said, hey man, We really like you. Why do you have to go? It's like, are you kidding? So, yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. You can stop these bullies. And you just have to hurt them. You know, you don't have to go looking for them to hurt them. You know, but when you're being picked on and you want to respond, that's when you do it. Boom, and it's over.
Well, you mentioned that, Vincent, and what I've found in my experience, and I can't up your son's story for four guys in the restroom. My incident only had three. But what people forget, there's a lot of hard surfaces in there, and it's a small little area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I walked out in front of all of them. So it's a thing where this is what children need to be trained to do to take care of themselves. And what I've never heard anybody in any talk shows or anything like that explain is parents are supposed to be training their children how to be parents, Vincent. And years ago, children are expected to be, if we didn't act mature or grown up, we didn't get to go. And we ended up going a lot of places. But we just knew it, and we enjoyed going places, and we weren't going to act up. And, you know, we're talking about 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. Now, the attitude is, gee, I'm in my 30s. I'm going to have to start acting like an adult.
Right. Right. And for these children who are 30 and below, they need to realize that they have responsibilities. And they can't behave like children. Steve Angle and I'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Steve Angle's with us, and for those of you just joining the class, the broadcast classroom, Steve answered the doorbell at around 12:30 at night, and it was the cops, and there were a couple of them there, and he answered the door. He had his .45 in his left hand, holding it by the muzzle up, opens the door with his right hand, cop sticks a gun in his face, tells him to drop the gun. Steve, I believe, if I'm clear on this, he thought if you moved, you'd get shot, and if you thought you stayed there, you'd get shot no matter what. It was going to be a bad situation, right?
Well, I believe, you know, there's enough videos that have proven that. The it was done over with, you know, I had no knowledge of this, but they came with a report that had been on several 911 calls made, just hang-up calls, no voice, anything like that. Here it was in the middle of the night, after midnight. And, you know, so I look out. It appears to be some kind of policeman. I couldn't have told you prior to this what uniform Hayes Police had, but okay, it doesn't appear like a threat. So I open the door, at which point they're 5 foot back on my porch. My porch is 5 foot wide. And, they ask if we'd made some 911 calls. And I said no. And then, they said, well, is everything okay? And I said, yeah. In fact, I added it. Typical me, I guess, yeah, until I've got police on my doorstep in the middle of the night. And which, right. That proved to be true. But then they saw me holding the pistol, which if you're going to open a door under circumstances, these people say, well, I've got a gun in the next room, whatever. Now, that doesn't count. If the moment you open that door and someone is there to do harm or not what you have, as I've told my children, it's not what you have, it's what people may think you have, whatever. I just don't want to be one of those, and especially elderly, just a victim with this. So then, to elaborate on the story, basically to show you how this is being done all over the country. So I'm checking, I'm looking down at my left side. After that, I didn't know, you know, what else to say other than I'm looking down and making sure that gun barrel and everything. All I see is the open end of the barrel, that gun sticking up, you know, up beside me. And I hear a voice screaming, assault on an officer, which seemed very unusual to me as to why this was being done or over what. And I look up, and this guy is within, and he testified to, well, he was within a foot and a half of me. So now he's closed the distance. Why? To make things safer for him? I didn't know, to do what he was going to do, which is he then pulled out his gun. It was within 6 inches of my face, yelling, drop the gun, a-hole, at which point he grabbed me. He had to have stomped down on my foot because it still hurt. It's still numb. It's the tendon stuff in there are torn or whatever, and threw me out of my house. They did ask me, they said, why don't you put down the gun, drop the gun, and I said, I don't think I will. And in those words and in that voice, because, one, I don't drop guns. Two, to sit there, now how do I move to where they don't look at this as a threat? I wasn't going to do anything. It was all up to them, and they did what they did to me. And then, because they criminally assaulted me, criminally battered me, have falsely accused me, have falsely arrested me, and falsely imprisoned me. And the situation like the Sandra Blaine deal, this officer where the gal over a turn signal, he opens the door, he's wrestling with her in the car to get out. Now, obviously, he wasn't in fear of his life, because he didn't care. She could have picked up a nail file and stuck it in his throat. What if she'd have turned right, put a gun right to his head and pulled the trigger? He didn't care. He had some little girl that he could beat up on, and he was going to escalate this thing until he had her in jail or whatever like that, which they did. I just want to remind people, all those stops, maybe for weaving in your lane or unsafe lane change.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.